We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Ooh. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper. Got it!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Welcome to The Buck Starts Here, your special Monday episode of the Eurostep. I'm Ty Windisch, and here's what you need to know about the Milwaukee Bucks for the week of Monday, January 20th. The Eurostep is proudly a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. The Bucks played 3 games last week and collected 3 more wins to continue their run on top of the entire NBA. The Knicks were up first, and predictably, Milwaukee blew them out and won 128-102. Rohan and I broke this thing down in detail in a post-game pod with the marvelous Kyle Maggio, so go and check that out if you haven't already. Then Boston came to town, and after a very promising start to the game for the Bucks, the Celtics came back in a big way to really make this thing close down the stretch. Milwaukee coach Mike Budenholzer's propensity to not play starters very much may have hurt a bit here, but the Bucks got the job done in the end and won 128-123. We were busy this last week as Rohan and I got together to break down this game in detail as well. Some of Bud's coaching decisions were really promising, so I'd say that episode is absolutely worth the listen as well. The Nets did have Kyrie Irving back for their showdown with the Bucks on Saturday, and Kyrie did lead Brooklyn in scoring, posting 17 points, but it didn't end up mattering all that much. Kyrie shot just 6 for 15 from the field and 2 for 6 from deep, and the Bucks steamrolled Brooklyn, winning 117-97. Giannis and Chris Middleton were untouchable in this game. That said, they barely really played. Giannis scores 29 points in 25 minutes, and Chris puts up 20 points in 29 minutes on just 12 attempted field goals. Both Giannis and Chris shot well from three-point range, as Giannis made 2 of 5 threes, and Chris made 3 of 5 threes. Those two staying in rhythm together and dominating teams is a great sign for the Milwaukee Bucks moving forward. In lieu of a typical ad read this week, I'm just going to go ahead and plug the entire Blue Wire Podcast Network as a whole. You've heard from some terrific Blue Wire hosts on this feed, in addition to myself and Rohan, of course, including Kyle Maggio this past week. Kyle hosts the Knicks Wall Pod, which you should definitely go check out and subscribe to on your podcast platform of choice. To find even more terrific Blue Wire pods for the NBA and other sports, and even some pop culture ones, go ahead and visit bluewirepods.com. Looking back at the Herds last week, the Herd had just a single game this past week, and it was another solid win. This was the rare G League game to have true garbage time, as Wisconsin handled the Erie BayHawks with ease and won 139-120 on Thursday afternoon. That game, honestly, was not as close as the score makes it seem. The Herd led by much more than 19, but then went ahead and got to play the reserves extra minutes in the final quarters. The Herd reached rare air with the victory. Wisconsin's 20-5 record through 25 games is the second best mark ever posted by any G League team in history. The 2015 Sioux Falls Skyforce went 21-4 through 25 games, posting the singular best start ever. The 2019 Herd is now tied with the 2007 Idaho Stampede and 2009 Iowa Energy, who both also won 20 of their first 25 games. Going back to the win on Thursday, Jalen Adams got the start as the sole point guard with Frank Mason out with a rib injury, and he excelled, leading the team in scoring with 27 points, while also adding 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Dragan Bender was down from Milwaukee to start at center, and he shined, posting 23 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Speaking of Bender, I really enjoyed this quote from him after the game. He had a lot to say after he was asked about his comfort level on the Herd. In previous years, I would get on the court and be mindful if I'm going to miss the shot or not miss the shot, the result being going to the bench or not staying in the game, Bender said. Here, it's simple. You go in there, you do your job, you hustle and make hustle plays. And as long as you do that, as long as you bring energy, you're going to be on the court. You know, people are going to put trust in you. People are going to give you opportunities, and you just have to go out there and be relaxed, do your job, and at the end of the day, play basketball and have fun. That was Dragan Bender on his comfort level with the Herd and the Bucks organization in general. It's pretty clear he's having a much better time in Milwaukee and even in Oshkosh than he did in Phoenix. It's honestly fantastic to see a promising young player be put in a situation to improve. Hopefully Dragan Bender is a part of the Bucks organization for a long time and helps contribute even more good wins for the Bucks. Here's another perspective on the last week of Bucks basketball. This is your Milwaukee Bucks vibe check, courtesy of Rohan Kadi. Take it away, Rohan.
All seems to be well in the land of the Milwaukee Bucks. Not only are they currently riding a 6-game winning streak, those 6 games have been won by an average of 17 points. So it might be safe to say that the struggles of their quote-unquote average West Coast road trip have subsided. However, there is a new trend that seems to be emerging. As Ty and I mentioned on the last episode of the Eurostep, Pat Connaughton barely saw the court during Thursday's win against Boston. In the next game against Brooklyn on Saturday, Pat only saw 5 minutes, and that was during garbage time, and not even just early garbage time, it was deep garbage time. Now the question is whether this is actually something, or is it nothing? Last season, Connaughton fell out of the rotation when he hit a shooting slump, and this might be the case this season as well. Pat is shooting an awful 28.6% from deep this season, but that does beg the question of why now? Like, why is he out of the rotation now, at this point of the season? Well, the reason might be the emergence of another shooter on the team, Dante DiVincenzo. Over the last 5 games, Dante is shooting 48% from distance, which is very encouraging given that we all know that the rest of his game is great, and shooting was the only thing he was missing on a consistent basis. Since Dante is now shooting well, at least for now, he has given Coach Budenholzer no reason to play Connaughton. Again, we saw last season that Pat stayed ready, and when he re-entered the rotation during the final stretch of that season, he delivered. However, we can only hope that Dante does not give Bud a reason to let Pat get back into the rotation. Like I just said, Dante has a better overall game in that he can play make, he is a very good defender, and he has a nice feel for the game. If he is shooting well, not only is he taking up the backup guard minutes that Connaughton was taking up, like Ty and I mentioned on the last episode of the Eurostep, we may have to reconsider whether he should be part of the starting lineup or not.
Thanks, Rohan. Looking ahead to the Bucks next week, Milwaukee has just 2 games thanks to the Bucks' international trip. After a matchup with the Chicago Bulls at home on Monday, aka today, at 4 p.m., the Bucks head to France, Vive la France, to take on the Charlotte Hornets on Friday. This will be the first ever NBA regular season game to take place in France, so it's very cool that the Bucks are going to be part of it, and honestly that the Bucks are the featured part of the game, Sorry, Hornets fans. It's even cooler that this is technically Charlotte's home game, so the Bucks are not losing out on a game at Fiserv this season while taking part in the French trip. That game tips off at 2 p.m. Central, so be ready for some shockingly early start times this week. The Herd has three games this week, conversely, a home contest followed by a short road trip. First up is the Grand Rapids Drive at home on Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Drive is solidly above 500 this year and has been playing good basketball, but the Herd does have the advantage of being at home. The Herd does not have that same advantage later in the week as the Herd hits the road for a West Coast road trip. Just two games, but still. First up is the Santa Cruz Warriors on Friday at 9 p.m. Santa Cruz has been better than Golden State this season, comparatively, so this game will not be a cakewalk for Wisconsin. Next up is the Stockton Kings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Stockton has been about as good as Santa Cruz has, so the Herd is not getting any easy wins this week. This should be another nice test for Chase Buford and his Herd squad. Now let's get to the Bucks' non-Giannis MVP of the week. As always, we'll start with Giannis' own numbers. Adetokounmpo was typically unbelievable this past week, averaging 32.7 points, 12.7 rebounds, 5.0 assists, 1 block, and 4.3 turnovers per game, while shooting 59.3% from the field and 33.3% from distance on an even 5 triples per game. Not bad. Now for the non-Giannis division. Chris Middleton continues to be superb and aggressive and everything else, but I think this needs to be a Dante DiVincenzo appreciation moment. Dante was very good this week, posting 13.0 points, 4 rebounds, 2.3 assists, 1.3 steals, 1.0 blocks, and 1.7 turnovers per game, while shooting 51.7% from the field and 42.9% from deep. Dante caught fire against the Celtics, making 4 of 6 three-pointers as part of his 19-point night, a career high for him. Both in that game and this week, Dante was the Bucks' third-leading scorer behind Giannis and Chris. If his offense can continue to catch up with his already stellar defense, Dante might be a whole lot better than most folks, myself certainly included, ever imagined. He's officially become basically untouchable in my book, as far as trade talks are concerned. Congrats to Dante, who joins Kyle Korver and Wes Matthews as a one-time non-Giannis MVP of the week. Chris Middleton is the sole two-timer. If you enjoyed this episode and want even more Bucks talk in your life, you can join the Eurogroup Discord community. Screenshot yourself listening to this pod and tweet it to me, or email it to tywindishmba@gmail.com. The Eurogroup Discord has been called, in all seriousness, the best place online to talk Bucks by the folks dwelling in it. Also, of course, very importantly, be sure to subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, and follow myself and Rohan on Twitter. Until next time, happy Monday and go Bucks!